Life in 500 Words is our series in Life Matters that's created by you, telling a story about a turning point in your life that changed you, shaped you. Now, this one is from Amanda Wilson. Her turning point came at a very young age. It was the night she discovered a passion for music.
I fell in love with music when I discovered it was all about feeling, not just listening. I was 4 years old when I first felt music through the guts of the old brown piano in Nana's lounge room. My Auntie Patty was playing and everyone was happy. "Keep playing, Patty, don't stop, more, more," they were chanting. She plugged away, never saying a word. Never playing the same song twice. The music just rolled on. I can feel it now as if I was there. Someone tops off her beer, which she's barely touched. A slosh of brown liquid falls on the rug near me where I'm pressed up against the cool wood, hiding under the ledge of the keyboard. Her arms and elbows work like bellows, adding power to her left hand as she thumps out the rhythms that drive the room along. I'm amazed how far apart her hands are at either end of the long keyboard, but they always know what the other one's doing. Her feet work the pedals, which add squeaks to the beat. Another splosh of beer, and now some glowing cigarette ash falls next to me as someone is pulled up off the couch and twirled around. I press even closer to the wood, away from the stomping grown-up feet, and close my eyes. If I could be this piano, I would. That's how much I love this feeling. The music pushes through my ear, rumbling into my head and down my body. I'm tucked into the bass end, and I want this to go on forever. The vibrations make my little body hum and buzz. Auntie Patty stops for a moment and takes a sip. There are beads of sweat on her top lip and she licks them off with the foam. "Oh, it's hard work getting a good sound out of this old thing. Are you all right down there?" she asks. "Doesn't it hurt your ears?" "I'll keep playing, Auntie Patty," I whisper so no one can notice I haven't gone off to bed. "It's making my body sing. Play that one again. The deep sound down here feels really good." "Oho, so you like Fats Waller, do you?" she laughs as the hubbub starts to lift and fill the room. "He had a very famous left hand. It's called stride piano." "Oh, well, from what I can feel from his music, that name sounds right. Like someone stomping about above me." "Oh, come on, Patty, don't stop now," yells Uncle Jack from the doorway. "I've just got Glad up for a dance." "It's called Honey Hush," she tells me, and starts to play the song again. This time she sings the words to me. They're about loving someone whose lips are divine. They taste just like wine. She finishes with a flourish and one big deep note right above my head, just for me. I'm so carried away by the music that I forget that I'm hiding. I jump up and declare to the room, "I'm going to learn to play that song. I'm going to play Honey Hush on the piano." "What are you doing up?" roars Mum from across the room. "I put you to bed hours ago."
"Yeah, I'm saving my dimes. I hear wedding chimes. My sweet, my lovely honey hush.